What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, amazing humans. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unscrolling and reclaiming your focus. Welcome back to Unfollowed. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize hours have vanished? Like, where did the time go? You're not alone. We're living in a world where influencers are everywhere, and while some bring valuable content, others can feel like they're constantly vying for your attention, pushing products, and shaping your reality. Today, we're diving deep into a crucial skill: setting boundaries with those online personalities who might be taking up more space than they should in your digital life. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your time and mental space. 1. Recognize the power dynamics. Let's be real, influencers often cultivate an image of perfection, making it easy to feel inadequate or pressured. Remember, those carefully curated feeds aren't always reality. Recognizing this power dynamic is crucial because it allows you to see their content for what it is: entertainment and sometimes marketing rather than gospel truth. 2. Unfollow, mute, and block with confidence. This might sound harsh, but it's about self-preservation. If an influencer consistently triggers negative emotions, makes you feel insecure, or promotes things that don't align with your values, unfollowing them is a powerful act of self-care. You have the right to curate your online experience and surround yourself with content that uplifts and inspires you. 3. Limit engagement. Don't get sucked into the endless cycle of liking, commenting, and sharing. Social media often thrives on engagement, so consciously limit your interactions. Instead of reacting impulsively, ask yourself, does this add value to my life, or am I engaging because I genuinely care or because I feel obligated? 4. Set time limits. Treat social media like any other activity. Schedule specific times for checking it and stick to them. Use built-in app timers or browser extensions to help you stay on track. Ever felt like you're constantly reaching for your phone? Setting boundaries can help you break that habit and reclaim those precious minutes in your day. 5. Focus on real-life connections. Social media is great for staying connected, but it shouldn't replace genuine human interaction. Make an effort to spend quality time with loved ones, engage in face-to-face conversations, and nurture those real-life relationships that truly matter. Remember, true connection comes from shared experiences and meaningful conversations, not just virtual likes and comments. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah scrolling through Instagram after work. She's bombarded with perfectly posed influencers, exotic travel shots, and sponsored product reviews. It makes her feel inadequate about her own life, leaving her feeling stressed and exhausted. This is where setting boundaries comes in. Sarah decides to unfollow accounts that consistently trigger negative emotions and mute those who promote things she doesn't care about. She also sets a timer for 30 minutes of social media time each evening. Now, she's able to enjoy the platform without feeling overwhelmed or pressured. Remember, you are not obligated to follow anyone, engage with any content, or let anyone dictate your online experience. You have the power to curate a digital world that reflects your values and supports your well-being. So take control, set those boundaries, and reclaim your focus. So there you have it, folks, 5 powerful steps to help you navigate the influencer landscape and create a more balanced and fulfilling online experience. Remember, social media should enhance your life, not consume it. Now I want to hear from you. Share your biggest challenges with setting boundaries on social media. What influencers are you tempted to follow but know you shouldn't? Let's chat in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us spread the word and keep unscrolling together. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.